Rama Navami 2024 by Krishna's Mercy. Mehta Tapsa Ram Mehta Chapi Karmana Rajya Dashrathe Nasi Labdhum Ritamiva Amare. Quote, like the demigods obtaining ambrosia, King Dashrath, after performing great austerities and great deeds, obtained you as a son. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranya Kand 66:3. On the auspicious occasion of Rama Navami, we celebrate the great fortune bestowed upon the city of Ayodhya and its leader, King Dashrath, many thousands of years ago. Those blessings continue to flow, as simply remembering the person who appeared in that place in his divine Janma is as good as returning to the setting of the original event. The appearance was not an accident, it was not a chance occurrence, though certainly predestined, put together in the mind of Vishnu and even announced beforehand, there was some work involved by the key participants. They acted in ways that made them eligible to receive the benediction of close association. We have confirmation from a conversation between Sri Rama and his younger brother Lakshman. Rama is the person to whom we offer our prayers, our appreciations, our remembrances, our hopes, our dreams, and our vows to continue in devotion into the infinite future, in the manner of Lakshman building a cottage and showing eagerness to serve for 100 years straight. If so requested, devotees of the Supreme Lord will try to maintain that link in consciousness, yoga, and overcome any obstacles they should encounter. Parvana smika kutstha tvai varshashatam sthite swayam tu ruchire deshe kriyatamiti mam vad. Quote, O Rama, for as long as you shall stand before me, even if it be for 100 years, I will always remain your servant. Therefore, you should be the one to choose a beautiful and appropriate place for the cottage. After you have selected a spot, please then command me to start building. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand 15:7. One time Lakshman felt compelled to remind Rama of his importance in this world. That devoted younger brother, who can also be addressed by the name Ramanuja, recalled that their father had received Rama as a son only after certain conditions were met.
1. Deeds.
The Sanskrit word is karmana. The deeds for Dashrath were Mahata, or great. The name of that king itself has an interesting origin. We might not believe that someone has that capability, but this was no ordinary person. Dashrath was so named because of the chariots charging his way from the different directions. The directions number 10. Up, down, north, south, east, west, and the four corners. Imagine a chariot fighter approaching, with full vim and vigor, ready to release arrows with pinpoint accuracy. These will be targeted strikes. On the other side, the defender has to respond with the strictest attention. They cannot rely on advanced machinery. There is no blip on a radar to watch or alarm to sound a warning. The defender has to do just that, defend. If they are the leader of the community, then others are counting on them to protect. It is an illusion that we find miseries in brief disruptions to utilities such as the electricity, heating, cooling, and internet. We are upset that we missed the important game on television, or that our favorite character did not win the latest season of the reality television competition. These are first world problems, and a place only develops to something like a first world if there is overwhelming protection against injury, if the criminals are held in check, if foreign nations desist in their approach for world domination, if enemies have to think twice before attacking the innocent. Protection requires protectors. Dashrath was the most capable in this area. He could fight off that single chariot rushing his way. He could do the same for chariots attacking him from all 10 directions simultaneously. It is no wonder that the demigods would often rely on him for assistance in military combat.
2. Austerities.
Dashrath was also Mahata in Tapasya. His austerities were great. It was a chance meeting with a Brahmana named Rishyashringa that led to the appearance of Sri Rama in the house of Ragus. Dashrath conducted a yajna, with his chief queen Kausalya involved. The couple followed protocol. They did as the Brahmana advised. There was a sacrifice with accompanying remnants. The queens in Ayodhya honored those remnants. The wives of Dashrath soon became pregnant. The Janma of Sri Rama was from the womb of Kausalya. Dashrath was thus blessed with the greatest fortune one can imagine. As described in Bhagavad Gita, such Janma is divyam or transcendental in nature. Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo vetti tattvata, tyaktva deham punarjanma, naiti mam eti so Arjun. Quote, "One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Lakshman compares this blessing to the Amrita, received by the Amaras, who are the demigods. They once churned an ocean of milk. One of the byproducts of this churning was Amrita, which is like the nectar of immortality. The comparison is appropriate because the association of Rama is greater than Amrita. There is immortality in that service. Dashrath received that nectar through explicit work. He did not simply sit on the sidelines and pray for a better outcome. In the same way, on the occasion celebrating the appearance of Sri Rama, we joyfully remember that event of timeless significance and the auspiciousness that went into making it happen. We beg for the opportunity to carry the tradition forward, such that the highest authority of all may be pleased with our efforts.
In closing,
by striking void burning, then like the ocean churning, to the gods nectar receiving, wives of Dashrath conceiving, such that Sri Rama blessed to appear, to all of Ayodhya beloved and dear, of timeless significance that event, celebrated still is Vishnu's descent.